Vicky Porter and Band with Take the Reins. We are actually lucky enough to have Vicky Porter and her band here in the studio. Hello.
Hey, Pam.
Greetings. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Really
thanks for having
appreciate
us.
It. Absolutely. Awesome. Would you mind sort of going around and introducing yourselves and sort of the role that you play in the band? And that can be, you can take that question seriously or in a silly way.
Okay, well, me, Vicky Porter, and I'm doing all the writing, at least up to this point for this project, and singing, playing guitar, and anything else I can get away with, we play. Go for it.
And I'm Doug Vargas, and I play guitar as well, and just kind of make some amorphous noises just to see how far I can take it before they complain.
Hey, I'm Gary Mondello, and I play bass in this project, and I also do other background things musically, and not.
And I'm Clark Goodpaster. I play drums, perhaps a cynic in the band, and keep Vicky grounded. Perpetual optimism.
It's a wonderful thing.
We're well grounded.
He knows I appreciate it.
It's so important.
So this is great. I'm just happy to be here, and you know, we're just going to work on getting the CD thing happening pretty soon. So all this pre-production stuff we're working on now, you know, get the demo thing all out of the way and head to the studio.
Very cool.
ASAP.
Very cool. You know? Do you know where you're going to be recording?
I have a few ideas, just not finalized yet, so yeah. But some very good choices around here, so
absolutely we're sort of spoiled for choice. It can be difficult.
But take a step at a time. We just want to try to get things moving with that, you know, and that's lately I just have not been really booking any gigs for us because I really want to focus, you know, on that.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. We all have our own things going on in our lives, and to find the time for this, you know, playing out is good. But right now, you know, we've done like a bunch of that, and I just want to kind of get focusing on that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have things accomplished by, I'd love it to be the end of the summer. So, but we'll see, you know.
That's
depends
great.
On, of course, what's available out there time-wise for the studio that I choose. And
Exactly. That. Well, that's great. I know you guys have been super busy. It seems like you've just been doing show after show. So
it's been good. Yeah.
Nice to take some time for that recording, for getting ready to step in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right, exactly. Yep. So, yep, and Gary helps me out a lot, getting things prepared, you know, for this. He kicks my butt.
I'm a taskmaster, yes.
Well, it seems like a real sort of team or almost sort of family feeling with the four of you, which is really nice. You have a really good vibe together.
Well, we've known each other for
a little while.
A little while.
A few weeks anyways, yeah.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, so, but, you know, we thought we'd stop by and do a few little songs, and some of our friends out there are familiar with them, and they may be on the CD, they may not be on the CD. I'm going to record, like, a bunch of songs, I think, and then just decide what we want to put on, you know.
Very cool.
CD together, actual CD, so.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. So, but of course, we're going to let you know when our next show is. Gary has his own project, too. Mr. Gary Mondello, he has a gig coming up the 6th of July at...
Yes, at Tavern, yep.
Tavern at the End of the World, yeah. But nice.
A fine establishment.
Yes. Wonderful place. The place rocks. We love it. But anyhow, so we're going to start off with a couple of songs here. And the first one is, at least for now, called Pleasing. And then we're going to go right into Private Lines.
Wonderful.
If that's okay.
Thank you. Please.
All right.
Please.
Cool.
Thank you.
go, traveling beneath the sun. We're on a journey to find what's only fun. We search for nature's artistry. There's plenty more for us to see. More than meets the eye. Starts inside, pleasing, the spark that drives, pleasing. You never know these places that help you find. So here we are, driving beneath the stars. We're at our own pace, no need to outrace the cause. This view of landscape is hard to miss. Down the long run, what's better than this? It calls for us through the breeze. Starts inside, pleasing, the spark that drives, pleasing. You never know these places until you try. Seems never ending, this beauty on display. We came upon this vast terrain. After miles of scenery, we reach our final destiny. Leave the troubles behind and free the mind. The time is ours, yeah, time to unwind. Pleasing, it starts inside. Pleasing, the spark that drives. Pleasing, you never know these places that help us find. where something glows and shines brighter than the sun, reflecting on the private lines. Along the misty shade, where all the dead leaves laid, darker than the sea, private lines of mystery. Opposite of white, nowhere to be seen, though it's strong, yet where something glows and shines brighter than the sun, reflecting on the private lines. Whoa.
It shows you,
well, we've been busy kids, I can tell you that much. It's been a long day today, by the way.
Yeah.
What a time I get this way.
Oh, yeah, Mickey and I were messaging each other earlier today, and it's been a long one. It's been a lot of exciting variations on the day. It's beautiful, beautiful to hear you perform live. I'm just so delighted to have all four of you here tonight.
Yeah.
It's I know the last time that you were in with you and Gary, mm-hmm. and hearing you both perform was wonderful, but as a four piece it really it makes such a difference, you know. It's
it's
a special thing.
All these nice little things. It's great. Great that I could get them all out. So
it's nice that you can do this little kind of intimate performance.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, I have the best seat in the house. I'm not bragging, ladies and gentlemen at home.
It is
sort of surround sound. That's one of the lovely things. I think Bob and Mike were grabbing some photographs that we'll throw up on the Town with Mikey D Facebook page. We'll also be sharing an archived podcast of tonight's show. With you guys, so you can share that with your fans
tomorrow
morning.
Yeah, that's great.
Because it's a special thing. It's one thing seeing a band perform, you know, completely electric, live and in person, but having a radio show, I'm biased, of course, but I get a kick out of it.
Well, cool. It's fun. You know, we never get together in this little acoustic-y type of feel, except for when we're here. I mean, it's just, here we are, and pull it off.
This is the first time we've all done it together, though.
It's
our first completely unplugged performance.
Yes. So. How cool. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you for doing it with me.
Of course. Oh, it's our pleasure. It's great that we could be here with you.
Absolutely.
This is great.
You talk about the different roles that you each play as part of this performing and writing group. Do you write in that way as well, with the four of you weighing in? Are they all straight out of your brain and onto the paper?
pretty much it's all my writing, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, yeah.
And then I just bring it in and we just get it together, you know what I mean? Work things out. And I try to be specific as I can with everybody, you know, with the drums included. He knows that if we want to change, you know, what works best for the song, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And I never am afraid. I don't care how long we've been playing it. We can change at any point in time. I never feel stuck in one specific way.
Yeah.
So so there will be some changes in certain things coming up before we do the actual recordings of things, but
it's evolving.
It's evolving, you know,
so. It's exciting, all of the everything sort of falling into place before the actual birth, as it were.
Yeah
Very cool.
Yeah, so I just can't wait to get through this big hump of, you know, getting this recording stuff done. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're fortunate to be working with Clark and Doug because we've known them for a long time, and it's a great hang. And
Yeah, it's really a really, you know, true long-term friendship thing. And it just, you know, it's not like we've auditioned. We knew these guys could play. So,
we passed the audition.
Yeah, so it's worked out so far so good. I'm knock on some wood here. All right. Is that real wood? But anyway. But so no, it's great. You know, we have a good time. Yeah, we rehearse over at Clarky's place. It's nice.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it all possible.
Beats rehearsal space.
It's sort of key having the rehearsal space being a place where you also have all of your drum gear as well. I know that from being the wife of a drummer. If there is not a kit there, then there's not rehearsal happening.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We don't get to play as loud as we might, but that's probably good for us.
That's, yeah. Well, it's the restrictions that we either have on ourselves or place on ourselves. Sometimes that makes the music, that makes the sound. Like the four of you being here acoustic tonight, sort mm-hmm. of a new set of circumstances and limitations, maybe.
Yeah, we're looking forward to at some point, you know, going in to the studio, you know, and
absolutely. Joel is away this week. He's a man in demand.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking forward to his return, so we can let loose in Studio D again.
Yeah, we may be back here in September with him.
So oh, that would be fabulous.
It all works out with our schedules, but I think so. Yeah.
And also, well, just thinking about, you know, it's fun to do performances that aren't always set up the same as far as the instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be fun to do some shows unplugged like this and just really terrorize people the way we should.
Everything needs to be the same way every time.
I like using the words acoustic and terrorize in the same sentence.
Yes.
Only in the kindest way.
Yes. So I guess we'll do like one more song for you.
I'd love that, please.
Like, yeah, okay. And this one is called Over and Under. And we'll just put it out there for you.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Vicky Porter and band. I really appreciate having all four of you here tonight. So thank you for
thank
taking
you.
The time out.
Thank you, girl. Okay, I'll count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sounds in the city square. Flashing lights are everywhere. From the ground into the air. People driving through the streets, while there's people on their feet, never knowing who they'll meet. Cruising over and under, hanging back, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? Oh yeah, I'm moving over and under, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? I'll check it out. I'll walk on by. delight, and people in and out all night, checking out the sight. Elevators to the top, overlooking where they'll shop for their catch of the night. I'm moving over and under, hanging back, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? Oh yeah, I'm cruising over and under, hanging back, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? I'll check it out, walk on by. Uh-huh, with all its colors and scents, and all the sounds that swirl around you. Yes, you want it, you got it, you need it. It's all here in this scene. So nice this evening found you. Ah, I'm cruising over and under, hanging back, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? Oh yeah, I'm moving over and under, just hanging back, enjoying the wonder. How will this night unwind? I'll check it out, I'll drive on by. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's so funny. Anyway, thank you.
It's fantastic. I appreciate that so much. I really do.
Gee, thanks. Yeah.
I'm delighted that you all were able to join us tonight. Live from on the town of Mikey D. It's a school night. We all have to report to homeroom early tomorrow morning.
That's right.
So I appreciate you taking the time. And I'm really looking forward to hearing the new album when it comes out, because I know it's been gestating for a while. I don't wanna beat that that analogy over the head, but I really do feel like coming out with an album, it has a very similar feel to me of just bringing all of the pieces together, and then there's the moment where it's out in the world. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to hear about the process.
Yeah,
when you're next in the fall.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted. You know, I think probably once we've decided on the studio and the dates and all that's all figured out, we'll let you know. You know,
yeah, fantastic. We'd love that. We'd love to have you guys back. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have any shows coming up?
No, we actually
Sunken Armada.
I appreciate you asking. We're taking the summer off to write. Because most of the songs that we've written, that have been written so far, have been written by one primary singer-songwriter, and we're going to try some more collaborative writing over the summer. So we'll see how that goes.
That sounds good.
A little nerve-wracking, a little terrifying.
Yeah, it's part of the adventure, right?
Exactly, part of the adventure. Mm-hmm. A year ago, I would have said it was scary enough just standing behind the bass, but.
Fear not.
Exactly. Definitely. There's life beyond hiding behind the bass.
Mm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because Gary's one of those guitar players that's playing bass, and Doug plays some bass too, actually.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. We've done stuff in the past. Beyond this, but
multi instrumentalists.
Well, you know,
crudely so.
I have a friend who once said to me, "Yeah, I could record a whole album by myself, but you wouldn't want to hear it."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Pam.
Guys,
awesome.
Thank you so much for coming in. And are there any other? I know you guys aren't playing any shows this summer. Do you guys?
I wouldn't
have
say
some?
The entire summer.
Yeah.
I mean, just at this moment. I mean, we are focusing, you know, as I said, on the up and coming recordings. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably gonna maybe set up a couple more gigs.
Nice.
Probably before the end of the summer, or very early in the spring, for sure.
And people can find out more about your upcoming shows.
I always put it out there, you know, to
we've just
to
been doing Facebook lately.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's actually a live video of us playing on your Vicky Porter Facebook page.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So it's Vicky Porter with two Ks.
That's right.
So if you're looking to follow along with Vicky and find out when the next shows are going to be and find out about that album, you'll be among the first to know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for joining us tonight.
No problem.
And I look forward to the next time. I look forward to seeing you guys live again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be great for sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Take care, Pam.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're going to hear from another singer-songwriter right now, a woman named Abby Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
And the song right here is Take It in Stride.
Cool.
a fragile flower. You're looking like a man with too much power. It's the welfare state, and I always take the bait. Leave me, baby, 'cause I'm Mr. Miracle. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, why would I love you? Leave me, baby, 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 'cause I'm Mr. Miracle. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna let you
can.
Boom. That's a big boom. Big boom. Le big boom. Carissa Johnson, For Now, off the album of the same name. Janae Halstead, Raised by Wolves, also from the album of the same name. Ruby Rose Fox with Ms. America off the album Domestic. That is a song that I've been anticipating listening to since very early this morning when I woke up. It's it has been a heavy few months right here in the US of A, and a heavy few weeks and a heavy few days. And I am thankful to people like Ruby Rose Fox who make albums like Domestic. Part of that we heard from the splendid Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride off the album That Shame. And of course, prior to that, we had Vicky Porter and her band here in the studio. What lovely people. We've just been really gifted tonight with some delightful, warm, lovely people sharing their talents and themselves with us. And we're not about to stop now. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'm here with you until midnight. This right here is Matthew Connor with Night After Night off his EP of the same name.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. Go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. But I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. Pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. I fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day eventually. Night after night, it's the same routine. Quite looks the way you dream. Way you dream. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Still the alarm, it's 6 o'clock, and it doesn't stop, and it doesn't stop. Tried to drown us thrice before.
and get a beer.
Just there. Rolls. It's a demo. You want some more? I got some more.